As well as the fashionable bands, whichever band you feel was the fashion, some artists were able to take one step back. Artists like Phil Collins, who according to producer Hugh Padgham, made his first solo album with some trepidation.
Well, the first one was interesting because it was one of the first productions I'd been involved in. And he hadn't really written many songs before the first album as well. And of course, the first few songs you write, you're a bit nervous to know what other people think of them. So we were all sort of sitting in the studio nervous on the first album.
Established artists like Phil Collins, the new guitar bands like U2 working to build up their reputation, fashion-conscious Duran Duran or Spandau Ballet, the new Liverpool bands like The Church of Explodes and Echo and the Bunnymen, the electro sound of the Human League and Ultravox, and the new hip-hop dance music. Music in those early 80s was healthy, alive, vibrant, and exciting.